Good morning. Have your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of John, the 14th chapter, verses 26 and 27. And when you get there, I'd like to ask you if you would to please stand as I read from God's Word. Today, I'm going to be preaching about our Holy Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. John 14, 26 and 27. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And God, we always recognize your word as life-changing. Your word is the most powerful that we have to read. And Father God, today, we lean on you, Lord. Father, help us to understand. Help us to have a new perspective on life and help us to look at things differently. Because God, when we see things through your eyes, we see things in a whole different way. And Father, we pray today, God, as I preach this message, that Father, you will speak through your Holy Spirit. Let every word come from you, Lord, and nothing from my thoughts or my flesh. And we ask it all in the holy, mighty, and precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I wanted to talk this morning about the comfort of the Holy Spirit and how it can change our lives. When Jesus had gotten to the point where he was preparing his ascension back into heaven, the disciples, a lot of the people, were realizing that Jesus is about to go away from them. Jesus told them that he would ascend back to the Father. But Jesus told them that he would send another helper, another comforter, the Holy Spirit. And see, the disciples and the people had walked with Jesus for so long, and now he's going away. And you could probably, if you could put yourself in their shoes for a moment, you could see the fear, the bewilderment. You know, things are changing, things are happening. And they're unsure of what their future is going to be like. They had Jesus here in the physical flesh, but Jesus says, I'm sending you another comforter. See, Jesus didn't want you and I to be alone. And as Christian people, he's not wanted you and I to walk through this life depending upon our own strength or our own self, trying to rely upon our own understanding of things. And that's why the Holy Spirit's given to us. As soon as you got saved and became a Christian, the Holy Spirit immediately came into your life. Now, a lot of you may not understand the power that the Holy Spirit has upon our life. Before you got saved, the Holy Spirit of God was at work dealing with your heart. And why is that? Because if we're not aware of what's going on inside of our heart, we're not really going to pay attention to it. We're not going to pay attention to the sin that we're living in, the wrong things that we're saying and that we're doing. But the Holy Spirit has come and has worked upon our hearts. And it's the Holy Spirit that God uses to get a hold of us and literally to shake the sense into us, to make us aware of our sin, to make us aware of the darkness that we're living in and the reality that we need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and also that Jesus is the only way to heaven. I can tell you this, before I got saved, I knew the Holy Spirit was working on me. I told you a few weeks back, of how I got saved and how the Holy Spirit of the Lord was working through my friends to make sure I didn't leave. They were so concerned about me. And my life and my eternity is what they were really concerned with. But the Holy Spirit of the Lord, as soon as we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. And the moment we get the Holy Spirit, we have a new strength. We have a new outlook on life. We see things completely different. You see, through the Holy Spirit, we are now starting to see things through the spiritual eyes and no longer the eyes of our flesh. See, when you look through the eyes of the flesh, you don't see the things of God. You just see the things of the world. And where are we at today? We are in a place today where we see people who are looking through the eyes of the flesh. We see people who are living in sin, and we are seeing people who are in need of the Lord's love. Now, first thing I want to look at this morning is that the Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit works within us to help us to make a stand, to be bold in this world. It's not easy when we become a Christian, because you know what the hard part is? The hard part is telling others about Jesus Christ, whether it be a family member or whether it be a close friend, a best buddy, or maybe a co-worker. I've talked to guys who worked in the coal mines, or even like Milton could tell you, on the railroad. A lot of those occupations where you got a lot of guys working, there's a lot of hard language. There's a lot of dirty jokes. There's a lot of beer drinking. There's a lot of who knows what going on, excuse me, in those jobs. But I've heard men say, I got saved, and boy, was it ever tough going back to work. Because here I was, a brand new creature in Christ. I'm on fire. But I used to stand around in these circle of guys and tell the same jokes. And I used to go and drink at the same establishment with them. And I used to use the cuss words. And boy, what a fight. But that's why the Holy Spirit is given to us, to give us the boldness that you and I would not normally possess. And how do you receive the boldness? All you have to do is ask for it. A lot of people think they have to struggle and do all these things and obtain all these high goals and objectives for the Lord in order to receive the boldness. But everything that God gives us, God gives to us freely. And the greatest thing I found that to be a struggle. When I got saved, yeah, I had all these buddies I hung out with. And for a little while there, I did that same thing. I went up here and thought, I can't tell these guys that I got saved. They're going to think I'm weird. They're going to quit talking to me. They won't be my friends anymore. And you know what I found out? I found out that they really weren't the kind of friends that I needed to have in my life, because they weren't helping me in any way to produce good fruit. They were not supplementing my life in a positive way. And as I really began to look at them one evening, I thought, these guys are lost. These guys are going astray, and they don't even know that they're going to hell because they've been so blinded by the enemy. So I started to pray, Lord, help me to have a boldness. Give me the strength that I need. Put the words in my heart to share with these guys. And Father, when I speak, don't let them hear me, but Lord, I want them to hear you. Because here's what I found out. When we rely on God in these situations and we start talking and the Holy Spirit starts operating through us, we start to speak words to people, to their hearts, and a seed is planted, and we don't know how much time it's going to take. I've seen some people, bam, right then and there, the moment you start speaking to them, I want to get saved right now. I've had other people say, you know what? I don't want to hear that stuff. I'm fine just like I am. And boy, I used to walk away in misery. I was going, what? I was scared. Lord, did you hear what they said? They rejected you. But then the Holy Spirit would bring the comfort to me and say, I've got this. And I've watched seasons go by in people's lives wondering, are they going to get saved? And I had a best friend of mine that me and him were so close. And I was so concerned for his heart because he was violent. He was abusive. He was a very angry guy. He'd gotten into this life. And one day he called me. And he says, Kay, can you come over to the house? I really need to talk to you. And his name was Mike. So I said, sure, I'll come on over, Mike. Went over to his house. And he says, come on down here in the den. I said, okay. We went down to the den and we just sat there on the couch and we just kind of stared at each other for a few moments. And I thought, well, what's going on here? I thought, has he flipped his lid or lost his marbles or what? I wasn't sure. This is what Mike said to me. Mike said, I was watching TV early this morning or late last night, whatever you want to call it, like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And TCT used to have a show called Fire by Night that would reach out to young people. At that time was my age group. And I'm telling you what, that show was so incredible. I can remember the host's name was Josh. I don't remember his last name. But Mike told me that he turned on that television program. And let me back up a second. Mike's mom and dad were outstanding Christian people. Mike's mom loves the Lord, and now Mike's dad's passed, but his mom's still alive, and I always called her mom because I was always at their house. And she called me son. And I love that lady. I love her witness and how she would always say things to us. You know, boys, don't get in trouble now. And we thought she was just being hard on us or whatever, but what we saw was the Holy Spirit at work in her. And she was always praying for us. Well, I got saved before Mike ever did. But Mike said, I turned on the TV and the show came on Fire by Night. And he said, for some reason, I was drawn to it. And I started to watch the program. And he said, this guy got on there and was telling his testimony. He said, the guy had real long hair and earrings and tattoos. And just, he looked like he could just, you know, knock your head off or whatever. He said, I got to listening to this guy. And he said, something really started to change in my heart. And he said, I sat here this morning and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I want to tell you, that's the best news that I could have heard that morning, sitting there on his couch. I thought, thank you, Lord Jesus. My best friend got saved. And now he plays in the praise band at one of the, I won't say which church in Marion because I don't want to put that out there, but he's in the praise band, plays guitar, bass guitar, but he's in the praise band. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got a beautiful son and a beautiful daughter. He's got a very good job at the Marion VA hospital. And I mean, his life has grown into the most beautiful picture that I could ever paint with words of what God. But see, this is what I'm saying. God gave me strength at times to talk to Mike. There were a few times I witnessed to him. Mike didn't want to hear it. But Mike got saved. And when he got saved, his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And in that same boldness, and in that same strength that the Lord has given me, the Lord has put me in many different places to share Jesus with other people. That same boldness is at work inside of me when I have to get in the pulpit and preach. Because a lot of times people always say, well, how do you know what to say? Well, I don't know what to say. When I get up here, like I said this morning, I was telling Daryl, I hardly use my notes. Effie says, I noticed that. Well, I put notes down. I might look at, but you know what? I want to rely on the Holy Spirit to give the message. I don't want to rely on what I have in notes. I mean, of course, what I've got in notes, I believe the Lord gave, but I want to try to speak from the Spirit. So I come up here and I ask the Lord to give me boldness, to give me the words to say so that it can make a difference in my life and in the lives of those who listen to the message. The Holy Spirit, as our advocate, helps us to proclaim the truth. It helps us when we tell others about how the Holy Spirit convicted us of our sins. The Holy Spirit is always at work, letting us know right from wrong. When you're getting ready to say or do the wrong thing, how many of you have heard the voice, the little still small voice say, you know that ain't right, you better not do that. Of course, I know at times I heard my daddy's voice in the back of my head too. And my daddy's voice said, if you do what I told you not to do, you're going to get a whipping. Well, I didn't want that, so I knew I better walk the straight and narrow. But then I even think about what the Lord says. You know, we've got God's Word, so if we read it and study it and we know it and we apply it to our life, then we should know right from wrong. With the Holy Spirit, we should always yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit daily. Because when we do, the Holy Spirit can work in us. We have to get ourselves out of the way and let the Holy Spirit take center stage in our heart and our life. And we have to let the Holy Spirit lead us. I've had people ask me before, well, how do you pastor a church? How is it that you do what you do? I said, it ain't me. It's the Lord doing it. I don't want to ever and I don't want people to ever say, yeah, he's good. No, you say God is good. Because see, everything that I do is from the Lord. And my best buddy, Donnie Colson, who's 86 years old, still preaching the word and still goes out and visits every week. He says, don't you ever dare say Donnie Colson's good. He says, you say Jesus is good. And he said, when God starts to answer prayer, or if I pray for you, don't you dare say thank you, Donnie Colson. He said, you say thank you, Lord Jesus, because He is the one who did it all. The Holy Spirit's also our teacher to help explain Scripture. How many of you have ever read the Bible? And I want you to be honest with me. You read the Bible and you read some verses, you just didn't completely understand what it was saying. Right here. I want to tell you something that I found to be really the easiest thing in the world. Now, you don't have to do it like this, but I always take my Bible and I lay it up, because this is precious word to me. I lay it on my heart and I just pray and I say, Father, I just pray that through Your Holy Spirit, You will give me understanding, that You will give me wisdom of Your Word. I pray, Father, that You will speak to me while I read Your Word, and if I come to something that I don't quite understand, I pray that You will open my eyes so that I will see the meaning and the depth of what Your Word is trying to speak to me. Now, when I ask the Lord to open my eyes, I'm not talking about my physical eyes. I'm talking about the eyes of my heart. Lord, open the eyes of my heart. There's a song out there, a contemporary Christian song, that says, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Because see, that's where Jesus is. Jesus is in my heart. And if I'm asking God to show me the depth of what His Word means, you know what? And there's some really good books. I've got a study Bible. I never really had a study Bible till we were talking about it one Sunday morning, and wow, it's really neat. I mean, there's some neat stuff there, and I believe that when I really do believe this, when God gave His Holy Word to these men to write it, it was all inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when I don't understand something, God really does bring it to light in a whole different way. I have read so many scriptures over and over and over, and I can't tell you how many times I've actually caught something different about God's Word. But His Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. And His Word will always be the way to walk this path in life. As our teacher, He helps us to unravel the mysteries of life. You and I are going to go through these things, and I've talked about this so many times, but I think we need to hear it as often as possible. You and I don't know how to figure out everything in life. Now, God gives us a mind to think with, and He gives us a free will. But God wants us to submit and surrender our will and our life to His authority. Now, God says, you can do what you want, but God's ultimate will is that we come to Him and let Him have our life. Because there's been times that I've run up against things in life, especially being a pastor or being, you know, a husband or whatever, or working in a job. There's been times I've come up against something, but mostly it's been in the life of living as a Christian that I've said, God, I don't know what to do about this situation that I'm facing. But you know what, God? I know that You are able to handle anything that comes my way. And Father, I'm going to use You to encourage me, to build me up, to show me the way to walk. Because I've always said this, if God brings you to it, God's going to get you through it. And that is for sure. When I had a group of people telling me a while back, you know, years back when I was going to East St. Louis to preach at 15th Street Baptist Church up there, I had people saying to me, are you crazy? Do you know where you're about to go? You can't do that. They're not going to listen to you. You'll probably end up dead. And this is my reaction every time. I'm not afraid because I've got the Lord going before me. And I had to pray this. I had to say, Father, when I go into that church to preach, Lord, I want it all to be You and none of me this morning. And I pray that You will touch somebody's heart, even if it's one person, touch somebody's heart and life this morning. And I'm telling you what, when I got up to that church, I mean, relationships were already being formed, and I had become one with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And we had one of the best church services that November of 2003, and it was one of the most powerful that I had ever experienced in a little small church in East St. Louis, Illinois. That church was probably about the size of this sanctuary here, and the outside of the building, when you looked at it, looked like an old army barracks type building up there. But that church was filled with a powerful, loving spirit, and people wanted to come together as one body to worship and serve the Lord. And I wasn't aware of what was going to take place that day. I wasn't worried about, you know, who was going to do what to me or whatever. But I put all of the unknown about life into God's hands. And when I put the unknown into His hands, He has always given me the answers at the very right time when I needed them. Jane, do you mind if I share a little bit about Sunday night? Can I? Okay. I always like to ask to make sure. I called Jane Sunday afternoon, left a voicemail on her phone, really concerned because, you know, the report on her mom. And I had no idea the depth of what Jane had been going through, until I talked to somebody. And, well, I hadn't heard from Jane. Well, I didn't stand around worrying about, well, why isn't she calling me back? Or, you know, I just prayed at times in silence. Just letting a prayer go from my heart for Jane. Well, Sunday night, about 9 o'clock, Jane gave me a call, and she said, I was returning your call. Now, I'm going to make this story short, but basically, I wasn't aware, but I asked God while she was speaking and telling me what was going on. I was praying in my heart, Lord, I need you to give me the words to say. I need you. And when we got done talking, Janine was in the room, and there were some tears, but there was also a lot of relief. And the greatest thing out of it all was God was on time, and God worked everything out. And Jane said, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen and talk to me. That's the greatest thing right there. And God gets all the credit and the glory and the honor and praise for that. But Janine came in the living room, and I put the phone on speaker, and I said, Jane, I'm going to have Janine pray too, but I'm going to have Janine do the prayer. I just felt like she was supposed to pray. See, when we let God move through the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, everything falls into place just as it should be. And we should never try to get ahead of God in any area of our life, especially in the church. Really, that's true. After Janine prayed, I'm telling you what, there is such joy and peace within our hearts, and I knew that Faye was going to be fine. And when I got in here this morning, I didn't hear anything from Faye during the week, and I thought, and I was going to call, and the Lord said, no, you just let me handle this. And then this morning, when I walked in and asked Jane, how's your mom? She said, she's doing much better. I said, praise the Lord. Praise God, for He gets the glory. Lastly, He's our comforter. I'm going to make this quick. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And if you go back, Jesus said in verse 27 in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Whose peace were you given? The Lord's. Not you weren't given what kind of peace the world. See, the world tries to offer you all this good stuff, but it's garbage. But what God gives you, I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the absolute best. And Jesus says, I'm giving this to you. And then in Galatians says, if we live in the Spirit, we have love and joy and peace. So when I asked this morning, Christian brothers and sisters, what in the world do we have to be afraid of in life? Nothing. And you ask, well, what do you mean? If we're living by the Holy Spirit and we're letting God move in our life, we will be living in love and joy and peace. If our minds and our hearts are focused on Him and His Word and His Spirit, we will remain a steadfast, unmovable Christian person, and we would become a fierce, witnessing warrior for Christ. And we would see God doing things in our lives that we never dreamed possible. He's our comforter. The Holy Spirit of the Lord is faithful. He doesn't get weary. You know, this is one thing I want to just say real quick. This just really kind of aggravates me when I hear it. When I hear someone say, well, my guardian angel's probably worn out after dealing with me today. Well, let me tell you, the things of God don't get worn out and tired of you. Or I heard this one song, I'm so homesick for heaven. I thought, really? Well, yeah, I want to go to heaven too, but I'm here. God put me here for a reason and a purpose. And if I go through life homesick, and if I go through life thinking about everything in the world, yeah, I'm going to want to go home then. But if I'm walking the walk and I'm walking in the Word of the Lord, if I've got the Holy Spirit of God leading me and guiding me, I'm going to be saying, Lord, You've got a work for me to do here. Let it be completed. And then when that day comes, that whether I close my eyes or whether I go up in the rapture, I'm going to say the one thing is that, Lord, You've been good through it all. You've been good through it all.